5. You ready? 1001, 1002, 1003, 1004, 1005.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to another edition of Quest Youth Radio, which is the best youth radio. My first segment of today is diamonds. And see, history is like a diamond. Each prism represents the work of a group of people at a particular period of time. Look into the diamonds and see the reflections of your past self, the pain of your mother, the choice of your father, and the blood of your ancestors. Look deeply, and you are bound to find yourself. Now, my diamond segment for this week is on Henrietta Lacks. And see, in 1951, a young mother of five named Henrietta Lacks visited the Johns Hopkins Hospital complaining of vaginal bleeding. Upon examination, renowned gynecologist Dr. Howard Jones discovered a large tumor in her cervix. At the time, the Johns Hopkins Hospital was one of the few hospitals to treat poor African Americans. As medical records show, Mrs. Lax began undergoing radium treatments for her cervical cancer. This was the best medical treatment available at the time for this terrible disease. A sample of her cancer cells retrieved during a biopsy were sent to Dr. George Gay's nearby tissue lab. For years, Dr. Gay, a prominent cancer and virus researcher, had been collecting cells from all patients who had came to the Johns Hopkins Hospital with cervical cancer. But each sample quickly died in Dr. Gay's lab. What he would soon discover was that Mrs. Lack's cells were unlike any other that he had ever seen. Where other cells would die, Mrs. Lack's cells doubled every 20 to 24 hours. Her cells would end up being nicknamed the HeLa cells because of the first two letters of her first and last names. And her cells were used to study the effects of toxins, drugs, hormones, and viruses on the growth of cancer cells without experimenting on humans. They have been used to test the effects of radiation and poisons, to study the human genome, and to learn more about how viruses work and played a crucial role in the development of the polio vaccine. Although Mrs. Lax ultimately passed away on October 4, 1951, at the age of 31, without the use of her cells, the world probably wouldn't have had the impact on research and had the amount of information they have on research with the cells that they were able to get from Mrs. Lax. So again, her cells basically helped continue to impact the world. And, you know, it was sad that she had to die at such a young age. But her cells, again, played a very crucial role in the development of different types of medicine and to help use for research on different types of diseases and drugs. So again, thank you for listening to my segment on Mrs. Henrietta Lax, a.k.a. my diamond segment for this week.
1001, 1002, 1003, 1004, 1005, 1006, 1007, 1008. You want me to play another song?
Please.
Well, I'm just playing the first thing right here. This song gives you about 3 minutes. Okay, so, Walter, are you ready for your next segment?
Yes, sir.
That was a night in Tunisia. Take it away.
All right. So, again, welcome back, everybody. And it's now time to get into my second segment of today, which is definitions. And see, this segment provides the listener with words and their meaning so that we can achieve together a common basis to say we care and we believe in ourselves. Remember, whosoever controls our definitions controls us. We must define existence and not have it defined for us. And my definition for this week is real estate. And see, real estate is a land along with any permanent improvements attached to the land, whether natural or man-made, including water, trees, minerals, buildings, homes, fences, and bridges. Real estate is a form of real property. It differs from personal property, which are things that are not permanently attached to the land, such as vehicles, boats, jewelry, furniture, and farm equipment. So you're probably wondering, why real estate for this week? And really because it's a very good business to get into. Once you turn 18, this is for, again, the younger people, but this is for anybody. But once you turn 18, you could take a class to receive your real estate license so you could actually sell real estate. And this is really important because this is a great source of income for a lot of young people out there who have something else they want to pursue as well. You could also sell real estate on the side and make even more income. So it's a very good side hustle, and eventually this could just be your permanent job. So you just never know until you try it out. And, again, hopefully in a lifetime, you actually want to buy real estate. So you want to understand the different types of real estate and understand ways for you to be able to improve your wealth by owning real estate and also getting valuables that you desire in your lifetime. So this is really why I brought up real estate for this week, because it's, again, a great source of income for the younger people out there. You know, when you turn 18, try out a real estate class and try to get your license to be able to sell real estate. And also, you know, once you've either settled in life or you're just looking to actually buy some real estate or learn more about it, you know, it's a great thing to understand to be able to make sure that you continue, again, gaining wealth for your family and everybody around you and just improving your community, improving everybody that you consider your family, all of that, because that's really what it's about, building empires. A lot of people, a lot of families were able to stay wealthy through generations just by owning real estate and owning a certain piece of property. You know, you hear about these third generations, all these different generations of families that just continue to pass down this real estate and continue to own these different properties, and how they're able to maintain wealth because they keep teaching it to the next generation. And eventually, you know, they understand it and they continue on with it. They continue on with the legacy, continue on to accommodate wealth because of it. So, you know, if that's something that's interesting to you, wanting to pass down wealth to the next generation, pass down property and all of that, to continue the namesake, you know, real estate's the way. That's the number one way. And besides that, I would like to thank you for tuning in to my definition segment of this week. Again, you are tuned in to 89.5 WSOU, and this is student host, Walter Pierce.
Okay, we're going to take another break. Before you do, Lou Ross.
Yes, sir.
Walter, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, we got 9 minutes left. Sorry to keep you waiting, but... So this is the last take, curtains. And you're looking for me to read the intro. I'm doing it live.
No. I'm ready to go.
Yeah, but listen. Curtains is that segment. Well, you know, basically we're looking at the contributions of the artist to the community. Is it just the write-off? Okay, no. I will not cough during your next segment. I apologize for that. Gotta go. 10, 1001, 1002, 1003, 1004. 1005.
Thank you. And to get into my final segment of today, it is curtains. And my curtain segment for this week is Lou Rawls. And besides being the musical great he was on stage and behind the mic, Lou Rawls has done something special in particular that a lot of artists have not done. And it is having his own telethon, which has benefited more than 65,000 college students in the United States and raised $200 million for the United Negro College Fund. And, you know, this was something he did throughout the 1980s where he just had a slew of different stars that performed on stage, performed on his telethon and gave words of encouragement, words of wisdom, and really just express themselves and give back to the college, United Negro College Fund, to help raise money for these college students. So, you know, Lou Rawls was doing this back, you know, in the 1980s, and, you know, one of his things made about $12 million one year. And, you know, the more people he got involved, different types of artists, so people like Michael Jackson and Aretha Franklin and even more, he just kept getting people like that involved who would donate, who would give words of encouragement, sing songs, and just bring a good time to something that is help improving our youth, especially the African Americans during that time, because we still wasn't given the same equal opportunities that we're still getting today. And, you know, we've made a lot of improvement throughout the years, and that is because of things of Lou, what Lou Rawls was able to do to help get kids into college stuff, get kids to be able to pay for college, which is the important thing, because the money thing is the real thing that scares a lot of people away from college, because they're wondering, wow, how am I going to be able to pay this off? Once I get out of college, I'm going to be in all this debt, you know, for the rest of my life. How am I going to be able to pay this off? So people like Lou Rawls, who raised all this money for college students to go to college, you know, gives a lot of kids hope and gives, when they get out of college and able to have their own families and be able to provide for their own family so their kids could go to college, that's where it starts the process of getting more and more kids through college, being able to pay for college and afford it, and get into these different programs, which these artists are still doing. You know, there's even artists that are following the likes of Lou Rawls. I'm not saying doing a telethon, but just donating to students, college students in particular, to allow them to pursue their dreams. So I really just wanted to bring this up because this is something that is very different from what a lot of artists and a lot of singers really do. So I really wanted to shed light on how Lou Rose funded the United Negro College Fund, gave, raised about $200 million for about 65,000 students to be able to go to college of the African-American race. And really, again, we got to shout out and give commence to Lou Rose. And besides that, that concludes my segment on Curtains. And this is student host Walter Pierce on 89.5 WSOU. Quest Youth Radio is the best youth radio.
Youth. Yes, indeed. Great job.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. I know that wasn't easy.
It was easy.
it's about being authentic, being who you are.
Yep.
It's not just reading the words. Okay, but great job. 3 minutes left. I'll play a song. You're done. Have a great day tomorrow.
You too.
Yeah. Have a great show. Yeah. Definitely.
Bring it to base.